So I want to ask you about hope.
Yes.
We went from 17, now we're down to 3.
Yes.
Those other two guys have a chance still?
Strange things happen, but I mean, I don't think so.
What's keeping hope alive for them, do you think?
You know, probably ego. Like I said, I've been a politician now for 3 weeks, but I don't get it from their perspective. Perhaps I'm much more pragmatic than the average politician.
He wants these two guys out, right? He wants to be able to focus on the general.
He wants to win. And,
right, and once again, he wants to eliminate
And the same people that say he can't beat Hillary
right.
You know, are the same people that said he has zero chance of ever doing anything. I think the faster you can focus on the real prize, the better. You know, like any business dealer. We've competed against the best across various industries.
Right.
We're just very good at what we do.
Right.
And so much of that really just stems from my father. He's got an innate understanding of things. He understands, you know, how to adapt along the way. I mean, you know, he's been in this game for, you know, 6 months now, dominating people who've made careers of it. And, you know, it's just all intuition. Those people, you know, that have been the most neglected, the blue-collar people that built this country, that made this country so great, it's almost ridiculous. The people that have done it all, they're the only ones that don't get a voice anymore. They're the only ones that get special protections. And they're the ones coming out, and the passion is real. I mean, he understands people. I mean, he's a very blue-collar guy in his own respect. He's a blue-collar billionaire. Hundreds of people have come up to me. I haven't voted in 30 years, or I've never voted. I'm 60. It's almost mind-boggling. They're invested. And if, you know, you pull this away from them, you know, under the guys, and we've seen it from the guys in the RNC on TV yesterday, well, it's not really the people's decision. The RNC makes the decision. You're going to have a serious, serious problem.